Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Y'all, I am so excited because Through the Gryffindor is heading back out on tour. Starting in February of 2025, we'll be performing live shows in Charlotte, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Nashville. And as always, we will be bringing all of the magic with a tour-long Jay versus Ben trivia showdown with questions submitted and asked by all of you. And then, of course, we will dim the lights for a live recording of Through the Gryffindor. And y'all, these nights have made for some of my all-time favorite since we have started making content on the internet. It is truly a magical evening, nerding out Harry Potter style with the very best community online. Plus, we have a VIP upgrade for each show if you want to come and meet Jay and I, take photos, ask questions, and score an exclusive signed tour poster before the show begins. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you, and we hope you will come and join us for all of the fun. Tickets are available in the show notes for every show or at supercarlinbrothers.com.
Are you having microphone troubles over there?
What, me? No. No.
Well, how the turns have tabled.
What's poppin', everybody? Hello and welcome to Popcorn Culture. My name is Ben Carlin and I am your host. And here with me today is my brother Jay and my wife Alice and his wife Beth.
We're all here.
Hello. Who will be in today's episodes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello.
We have guests. This is so unlike us.
It is so unlike us.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We're excited.
I think that the last time that we had the wives on for an episode of The Pop, I feel like we dove in and started doing like our like pop talk.
Yeah.
So quickly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we didn't give proper like intro. We didn't give you guys like proper like moment to like, you know, welcome, walk into the landscape that is the podcast.
Okay.
Landscape.
Have you been feeling bad about that since then?
I have not let it go ever since. So this is the time I'm like, Ben, speak as little as humanly possible.
No.
Throw the microphone. So Alice, thank you so much for coming on. And I know that you are a bit of an expert on like Roth IRAs and 401ks. So if you could just go ahead and give people like a bit of a breakdown on how to plan for their financial future.
Sure, sure, sure. So you marry Ben.
Yeah. Tell him to do it.
That's all I do.
And what do you got for Beth over there?
Well, I was thinking since we're heading to Disney World at the end of the week.
We are indeed,
which is part of why we have the ladies here. We're recording this at night, so this is like, ooh, parents' night out. And we were like, they're like, what do you guys want to do? And we're like, how about we go to work, get some stuff done?
I haven't even been home.
Yeah, I haven't even leave today. This is my third show today. Yeah,
his sparks are coming out of your ears.
Ooh, we're doing good. But so let's maybe what are you looking forward to the most at for our upcoming trip to the world?
The most.
Yeah, the most.
I don't like questions that are like the most. What's the your most. Favorite? Most. What's the best? What's I don't the, know. The I can most. Never. I can never answer
I
that.
Understand.
To be fair, some things.
Yeah, that's like the favorite movie question.
Yeah.
It's like, well, don't. Now I can't. I changes. Can't choose. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What is a thing you're looking forward right. to?
Well, it's really, really cold here right now. So
yeah.
One thing I'm just looking forward to is being in Florida.
Yeah, the yes. weather.
Yes, the weather. The weather. I think this morning it was like 8 degrees.
Yeah. It was bad. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually, in fact, Alice and I have been watching a lot of this YouTube channel, the Outdoor Boys.
Oh, Outdoor Luke. Boys.
You know, yeah, Luke from the Outdoor Boys YouTube channel.
We'll give him a follow. He doesn't need them. He has 12 million followers.
Yes.
He's yeah. doing okay.
He is positively blown up. But I feel like it's always very interesting to, like, he'll go out into like these like minus 30 degree temperatures and go camping.
Oh, for sure.
And
for sure.
And all of his stuff is always so frozen.
Right. We were out at our land today. We have like 6 acres we're thinking about building on. And I think it was like 23 degrees when we were there.
Yes.
And when I was just like, it's fine. It's fine. Luke does negative 17. Yeah. I can do 23.
Yeah, right. 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 Yeah. It's like 40 degrees of discrepancy.
Right. I'm like, this is balmy.
Balmy for him.
It is impossible to think how it can be that much colder.
I know. Our son, Luke, not outdoor boys, Luke.
Right. Not Luke.
Yeah. Not our boy.
Yeah. Maybe he could create his own Luke's Outdoor Boys YouTube channel.
On the drive to school today, he was like, what if it was just like a million billion degrees? And I was like, well, we'd all be on fire. And he was like, no, but like cold. And I'm like, oh, negative a million billion degrees. And I'm like, well, we'd all be like frozen in blocks of ice. And he'd be like, but how? What about like this? What about? I'd be like, Luke, I'm going to be honest with you. If it was that cold, everything on the planet would be dead immediately.
Did you say that? Like, how
did
you say
that? Yeah.
Because
everything. I'd be like, the ocean would be frozen.
On the way to school conversation.
A little chat.
There's no easy way for to put it to you, buddy.
You have a lot of questions, and I'm just going to answer them all the same way. You've gone too cold.
That's so funny.
There are simply too many zeros.
Too many zeros. He's like, but what about the sun? And I'm like, you know what? If the sun is gone, that's probably the situation we're in, is that there is no sun. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
All of this just because Florida is warm.
Yeah, just because Florida is warm.
I know. I feel like that's a lame answer, too. Like, I'm looking forward to the weather.
Number one thing, that's what I'm looking forward to.
But at this moment.
Do y'all not feel like, I mean, like, it's hard to, how do you guys feel about the term Disney adults and are you one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Beth, yeah?
Yeah, I think somewhat. I feel like I've been pondering this with, like, the Disney thing lately. Like, we've gone a bunch and, you know, to the point where people are like, oh, you're a big Disney person, right? And I think it's like, I'm of both minds. It's like, I both love it and I don't know if, like, in an alternate universe, it is like what I would have picked to keep doing over and over. But I think because we are like doing it and we've all, it's like become such a thing and like we all do it together and we've got like the DVC thing, I just try to like lean into it really hard.
Right. Like we're doing it. So we may as well do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to sound ungrateful or like I don't want to be doing it. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
But
it didn't sound that way at all. Okay. Yeah. You're completely safe. I always think it's kind of interesting because like, I think as parents, like it's like we can say like we're excited about the weather, but on some level, like while we're there, a lot of what we're attempting to do, and you guys can tell me if you feel differently, but like it's to get out there and make sure that like the kids are having like a really phenomenal time.
Right.
So there's a possibility that like in a world where we were going on a Disney trip, just the four of us, that it could be different from the weather.
The answer to
that question could be different.
Right. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like, yes, it is for the kids, but like also like it's a fun way to interact with the kids.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Like that's a good way to go and spend a week with like activities and the warm weather and being outside and like even the little playgrounds, like that's part of the fun of being a Disney.
Right.
You know,
right,
like it's not necessarily these huge parks. It's like all these little moments sprinkled in.
Well, and then so then on the other end of it, there's that kind of curiosity because like as our kids have grown up with this and as it's something that we, you know, continue to go and do with them, is going to be, what do you think their relationship will be with Disney fast forwarding 10, 15 years?
I mean, I feel like if you grow up going to the parks every other year, you're probably going to like it a lot. Like, I think you'll be like, you will have very fond memories of it.
Or, go ahead.
Yeah, I did have a moment this week where I like was trying to pick out something for the kids to watch on TV. And I was like, let's like watch some Disney things to get ready for our trip. I'm like, what are some, like, we're going to like do a bunch of Toy Story stuff. Maybe we should watch Toy Story or like Frozen. And they were like, I think Luke said, we're just not really into Disney right now.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know. I'm a little afraid that moment might come sooner than later.
They're just really into Sonic right now is what's happening.
I've heard Sonic is so good.
The movies?
Yeah.
They're really fun. Yeah.
I was, we haven't seen them.
I feel like they are like better than they have like any like need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It had a shockingly high score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it, which Luke is very disappointed at me. Mm. All the kids are disappointed. So
yeah.
Yeah, we need to make it.
I have to watch it.
You gotta watch it. I'm sure they'll watch it just over and
five
over.
5 million times.
Yeah, 5 million times they're watching.
What does Luke say that like to where he's expressing his disappointment at you? Like, what does
he
that
was
look like?
Why did you just not come? Okay, so Jonathan took them to go when I was wrapping Christmas presents one day. It was like, I have so much to do. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. Jonathan took the boys to the movies and I wrapped Christmas presents. And he's like, he's asked me at least 5 times, why did you just not come see Sonic that day? Why did you not want to see it? I was like, I was really busy trying to get ready for Christmas.
What could you have possibly been thinking?
What are you doing, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, to go back to like the Disney 15 years from now question, like, I don't know. I feel like my curiosity is whether or not like they'll have been there, done that.
Maybe. I bet there's going to come a moment where they're like, okay, we want to go do like roller coasters, like this really intense ones, you know? I could see that happening from like 15 to like 21.
They'll be thrill seekers.
But then the nostalgia will come back around.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, but Disney, remember when we did this? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine that when they have their own kids, it'll be like, oh, man, we got to go to Disney World.
Right.
Yeah. Will the day come where the kids are like, hey, can we use the vacation club points
without us
this year to take our children?
Oh.
And we're like.
And we're not invited.
We're not invited. All of our parents are going on this trip.
Right.
We're going right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be like, oh, you can't. No, I'm coming.
It sounds like you guys have not configured it properly.
This is our family culture.
Yeah, family culture, right. Yeah.
Okay, so that being said, Jay, during last week's episode of The Pop, so to be fair, some folks have heard us run through this list. However, I do think it is decidedly different with the wives present.
I think so.
To weigh in on where we are. Do you have your list of over-unders?
I do. I wasn't anticipating having to do it a second time, but because when we were recording earlier this week, we hadn't planned this at all.
No, yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
But it's come together quickly.
It has.
Yes. All right, so I came up with a list of over-unders for the trip we are about to go on. So whether you think it'll be higher than, I've had to like make up the different betting lines for myself.
I think you did great.
Oh, thank you.
Splendidly.
Thank you.
Spiffing good.
Good. Spiffing. Glad to hear it. All right. So obviously they've already heard me and Ben talk about it, so we want to hear you guys reasoning for whatever you're choosing for the over or the
under. Oh, yeah. This could be fun because now we get to see how they compare to our answers. So we don't answer.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We'll tell them what we picked.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll after. And then we can argue about it.
Don't influence. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So rock us up in here.
Got a whole list of stuff here. So the first question for the over under is the amount of art Ben buys on this trip. And I just have it at half a point here. So that would mean like if he buys one, you take the over. And if it's zero, you take the under. If you think it's more than one, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ask Alice first.
Okay. How do you, are you take over under half a point amount of art Ben buys on the trip?
Under.
Under? You think zero?
I think zero.
No art. Yeah. Okay.
You think I'll back out again?
I do. I do.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say one then. I don't know. Is this an ongoing saga? I feel like I've missed the Ben buying art.
Well, so
or not okay. Buying art saga. Yeah,
so no, every time we take a Disney trip, we like him and Haw. Over art pieces. Mm-hmm. We go in, we have to go back to see it again. He'll go and get Jonathan. He'll go show Jonathan. He's like, we could put it here. We could put it there.
Yeah. And there's almost always like I've taken a picture of it and I'm like, Jay, how cool is this?
How cool is this?
To which no doubt Jay's response is,
oh, it's amazing. I love it.
And then it's like, yeah, it costs like this much money.
And I'm like, it's not that cool.
I think Jonathan and I have very similar reactions. I don't think this is going to be the year.
This but is not
could
the, year.
The calling the over under on that be affecting.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I know,
I feel like now
thing.
Ben is going to buy it.
Yes, because and that is his personality. He's like, oh, I'll prove
that's okay.
Them wrong.
That's okay. The good news is that if you take the over on, if we go over on almost any of these, that's great news for everybody.
Well, you know? I mean, because okay. That means there's more art in the world.
Yeah,
that's true.
In our world,
yeah, in our lives.
Like, it exists either way.
All of the art pieces I haven't bought are still in the world. Exactly. I didn't find a way to go and ruin them so that nobody else could have them either.
Yeah. Well, we'll be at Epcot during the arts festival as well.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah, I feel like this one, I feel like it's more of a you question because you're like louder about it, but I am also always considering it.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I mean, and I would have said that you could probably park this somewhere like the guys, you know, when you were teeing it up in the first place, you are you. So.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. So I have it that I took the under, Ben took the over, Beth took the over, and Alice took the under. Well.
Here we are again.
I feel like Alice just gave me the warning shot eyes.
Oh, man. All right. So this is going to be fun. All right. Now this one's more for our side. Amount of Pluto pins that we gather on the trip. I have the line set at 13 and a half.
Okay, so 13 or under, or?
Yeah, so do you think it'll be more than 13 or less than 13?
Over.
You're taking the over?
Over.
Okay.
It could be close. If Jonathan sees it, he's going to get it, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm more like you with the art, where it'll be like, he's like, wants every single pen and every...
The game is to try and get as many as we can.
I know, it is.
Which, honestly, though, is kind of fun, because I do think one of the big things about going to the parks and trying to pick, like, which piece of merch, because it's everywhere.
It's overwhelming.
Well, does this include trading, too?
Oh, yeah. Just the number of, not just buying them.
It could be trading
new ones acquired,
buying.
Whether you're off the pin boards, trading with a cast member, trading with other people.
Okay. Yeah, but we got to remember, too, guys, that Jay, re-Disneyland earlier this year, is on a straight-up hot streak when it comes to buying the random packs.
Oh, that's true.
To see what's inside.
Mm.
Did you use up all of your luck in Disneyland? Because I'd bet you buy at least two of those packs.
But he's just talking about Pluto pins.
No, I know, but there could be a Pluto pin in that pack.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going over.
And some of those are good to trade. I feel like there's less people to trade with at Disney World.
Yeah, there weren't, like, when we were in Disneyland, there was like a whole like black market of traders outside the...
An encouraged black market.
An encouraged, yes. One that the park wants there. And whenever we've been at Disney World, it's been like, maybe like we'll run into one or two people around the park.
My greater concern for you is that you could be reaching the outside edge of a saturation point and you're going to see fewer unique Pluto pins.
Right.
It
does occur to me that maybe like we've been rounding up the commons here for a while.
Right. Like if there's like a pyramid of scarcity per Pluto pins, I feel like maybe you've got like the bottom two layers out of five.
It is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it what happens too is that it seems like there will be every year there's new Pluto pins, of course, and there will be like more common ones. And those are the ones I think we've maybe got a bunch of. We've got like a bunch of the new common ones. So there's like tons of older ones we might still run across.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where, like, do you remember the name of the girl that we ran into at Animal Kingdom? And she was like the first person I think that we met that had like the folders, the binders.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was her name?
Oh, she was wonderful.
Yeah, she was really sweet. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she like the Disney princess or something? Or is that what we told her?
That's what we told her she should be.
Oh, the Disney princess?
Yeah.
That's so good. Well, if not, I mean, maybe it's like we can't tell people to go find her, but
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
You just know she exists, looked, people.
She was in one of the vlogs, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. So where does that land everybody, Jay?
So, well, Beth hasn't given me an answer yet.
Oh,
I'm
going
to say over, Joe.
You think that over?
I hope over
as well. Okay. So all four of us took the over on that we get more than, so that we get at least 14 new Pluto pins.
Yeah.
It's a long week.
It's a long week.
You're tenacious.
I mean, we're going to, And the other thing is that the cast members, this is working in our favor, the cast members are trading again now.
Oh.
Which they weren't before.
That's a good point.
But now we get to look for zero pins for
Addy.
Yes. Yes. Which I think is that.
We'll just skip down to that one. Sure. So then that's the other one is how many zero pins do we gather? And I had the line on this one at 6.5 just because I think there's probably less than Pluto.
Less than Pluto.
But I think over.
You think over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope over. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I could see this being one. Like, I still haven't exactly decided what I think is going to be the way for Addison to like wear her pins, because she is so
specific about her outfits.
She is. Like, she's
like, does not want us to mess up her outfits with anything other than what matches.
Yes. And yeah. I mean,
so I think we might need to get her a bag, you know?
Yeah.
A binder.
A binder could
be
good.
She'd probably love a little binder.
Yeah, that could work.
Little zero pins.
But I mean, the thing, like every single day for a while, like we would ask her, like, do you want to wear like pants or a dress today? And for a while I felt like it would alternate. Mm-hmm. It's just dress.
Just dresses now.
No. Every single
Only
day.
Dresses. Yes. Yep.
And while we're at the parks this year, she has recently, and not even the movie Aladdin, but she has recently fallen in love with Jasmine, mm-hmm. I think from a coloring book.
No. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, tell me why.
There's a little girl at her school named Surya.
Surya.
Who dressed up like Jasmine for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And Surya has the most beautiful dark black hair that they pulled up just like Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she had like perfect Princess Jasmine hair.
She looked spot on.
Spot on, like a little baby doll Princess Jasmine. And so from that point forward, all the girls want to look like Jasmine.
That's so cute.
Yes, all the girls, and you know,
everyone wants to look like Jasmine.
I know,
and our daughter has like a mixture of our hair, which is not Princess Jasmine hair.
No,
her hair is wispy.
It's
wispy. So like she asked me,
what princess should she be aiming
Anna.
For then?
Anna.
Okay.
I keep pushing for Anna because I'm like, listen, you get little cute little braids. Like, we can handle that. But no, like, she's asking for Princess Jasmine hair every day. So I have to do it.
Okay.
Flip it through.
But she's doing the, like, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Yes.
She is.
Right. And we watched a Princess Jasmine.
Oh.
Like, dress up.
So is that what she's, like, planning
she's
on?
Locked
when she's,
in
she's locked
on
in
on Princess Jasmine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
But then
That's
they
so
also
cute.
Have, like, the fake hair, and she wants the long. Fake hair that's blue and pink because that's like long Princess Jasmine hair.
That's blue and pink.
Yes, it's blue and pink ponytail. Comes out. She is locked and loaded, ready to go.
I cannot wait for
She's
this.
She's ready.
Oh, she is so ready.
It is gonna be the cutest thing ever. I mean, I don't even know where she like picks up all of these like little isms, but like when she like paints her nails, it's like anybody new she sees, she will immediately walk forward and she'll have both hands extended with all of her fingers out, and she's like, look, I got my nails done. Like, do you see she's also painted my nails, I mean, probably like 15 times.
Yeah. You've been getting manicures almost every night.
Wow. She told me that the last time I saw her.
Did she really?
She painted them blue. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I heard. Wow. That was the story.
She her aim is getting better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it started to where like your whole like top knuckle was just filled in.
Kind of blue.
Yeah. So I mean, she's mostly getting inside the lines these days.
She's getting there. She's getting there.
Tremendous progress.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Glad to hear it. Okay. All right. I'm very curious what you have for our next one, Beth. Because it's in regard to our own son, Luke.
I knew this had to be on there.
Okay. So we are signed up for the following, what you might call like high intensity rides. We've got Slinky Dog Dash, Tower of Terror, Tron, and Flight of Passage. At the moment, Luke is signed up for all four of them. How many will he ride? The line is at 2.5.
Definitely under.
You're taking the under.
Okay. Definitely under.
I so hope I'm wrong, but I think there is no chance he is going to do any of the, maybe Slinky Dog.
Maybe Slinky. You're going to give him one.
I'm going to give him 1 out of 4.
Okay.
I hope he does more.
I think
Dog's a big game, but
I know.
He can't walk down the hallway if it's dark.
I know.
Well, there are, Luke.
But sometimes I think he's just trying to like act like he needs us at the house.
Maybe.
Because what he really, it's not that he can't walk down the hallway. He just wants the companionship of you being there. And we'll be there.
He has been talking about Tower of Terror
for
a full year.
He
used to call it Terror of Tower.
Yeah.
I think he started saying it correctly now.
I think the good news about Tower of Terror is that he's not going to know if he doesn't want to do it until it's way too late. And then you're in it.
Then you're in.
Oh, that's going to be so traumatizing.
I think, like,
But it's like, that's the thing about roller coasters is that like they give you that like huge sense of thrill, and then you get the massive dopamine, serotonin, whatever brain chemicals fire afterwards, and you realize that you're okay.
Exactly.
And so sometimes
that's what you get. Sometimes this is the thing. This is the line you walk, is that like, I remember my first roller coaster was the Loch Ness Monster, and we were climbing up the hill, and I was like, okay, this is all right. I'm okay. I'm all right. And then like we went down the first hill, and it was like really scary. And then you go up a hill, you go around a corner, and then you go down a hill. And at the bottom of that hill is the first loop on the ride.
You go upside down.
You go upside down. And I remember as we went down that hill, I was positive I was about to die.
Oh,
like,
no.
This is it. It's over. I'm like, I can't do it. Someone's going to have to stop the ride. They can't. And I remember I came out the other end of the loop a different person. I was like, that was amazing. Let's go in a coaster again. And it was, I've never met, I was a different person. So you have to wonder, how is Luke going to come off one of these rides? Will he be like, that traumatized me, I'm never doing high intensity rides again? Or will he be like, that's it, I'm addicted, let's go?
That is literally the question, and the probable outcomes.
Exactly.
I mean, what are the odds he gets off and it's like, Luke, what did you think? And he's like, nah.
like, you know what?
I was neither thrilled nor scared.
That's impossible.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like the odds he gets up to the front and then backs out are also high.
I know. That's what I'm very concerned about. I think Flight of Passage, you're not really moving. You know, you just have to sit there and do it. So I think he could do that.
Yes.
Without too much intensity. Unless just the visuals end up spooking him.
A Flight of Passage has a really cool, like, if you've never been on it before, like when you're walking through the queue, there's like some really neat moments where they like atomize you or something.
Yeah,
that's in Flight of Passage, right? You go and you stand like the heat signature, and they like do all the little things, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, move around, get the bacteria off you.
I think that's a really good way to like kind of like lure people in, because it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's interactive.
Like, I'm safer now.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, especially if you're a kid. All right, so Alice, where are you at? Are you on the over or the under for number of rides Luke does?
I think under. I really want to root for him.
We're not rooting against him.
I know. That's okay, because I took the over. I'm the only one who believes.
Oh, poor Luke.
No.
I want him to just crush it.
I know. I hope he proves us all wrong.
Me too.
I know. I want him to be able to enjoy it, because he wants to enjoy it.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Will he make it? Because it is scary when you're a kid.
They're scary now.
I know.
That's the thing.
Say about Tron. That gets me.
I know.
Yeah. Dude, this is honestly, it's exactly how I feel about skydiving. Like, because I feel like I want to like tick that bucket list item. Mm-hmm. And you've done it.
I have done it.
Yeah. Which is kind of like.
Thank goodness I did it when I was young.
That's exactly it. It's like, I would not
touch that now.
I can't even. Zero desire.
No, nothing.
Well, that's the thing too, is that like, we went to the Space Needle when we were in Seattle, and when you walk in, it's floor to ceiling glass. And like, I walked up to the edge, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, like my hands were like
sweating.
I mean, pouring moisture out of them.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like a fountain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, part of me is like, yeah, go skydiving. Just like the ice bath, you know, where it's like, lift your leg, put it in the tub, sit down, like tell yourself that you're okay. It's like, I want to think that would happen. But then when I was up on the Space Needle, I'm like, I'm not even that high.
Right? No.
And I'm very worried.
I know, right?
But it does like, feel different when you're in an airplane.
Does it feel
like
different?
It doesn't like look real, you know, in a Space Needle, you can still make things out.
Right. That's true.
And when you're up higher in an airplane, it's just like, well, send it.
send it. I mean, the good news at that point is you're attached to a fellow human being.
I know. That's what would make me feel a little better about skydiving. I wouldn't want to do it like by myself pulling the cord, but like being just tandem attached to a professional who's done it a million times.
Right. Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. His name's probably Dan or something.
Yeah, probably. He's just going to be talking to you the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Right.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Oh, gosh. I know. Like, part of me, like, I feel like, I feel like I would talk a big talk and that'd be up there. And I'm like, I don't know about this.
Well, I think you would just do it.
If I was up there, I would do it because, like, I think I would force myself to.
Right.
I think that's where
it's
like.
Think of the shame of landing on the ground having not done it.
Oh, yeah. You'd be so disappointed.
I know.
Oh, it'd be so sad.
Then it'd be like, can we run it back up? Like,
run it back.
This time I've got it for sure.
Yeah, I know. They're like, sure you do. You got another payment for us?
Yeah. Right. Like, that'd be another $500 or however much it costs to go skydiving. Okay, what's the next question?
Next one is, how many fireworks shows will we watch? And I have the line at 0.5.
So just one.
One will be the over.
What do you mean by like us? Like with the children?
Like, yeah, like.
Like, aren't we as all planning family? To do one?
No, the one from the tower.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Oh, I tried to loophole that too.
Nope. Yeah, you guys are on the same page here. No, this has got to be a day we spent in the park. And for what it's worth, like, I think Animal Kingdom has like some sort of light show or something. Not like fireworks because of the animals, but like that would count.
Okay. It has never occurred to me not fireworks because of the animals, and I feel like it should have.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that makes like, sense. That'd be so
that
scary.
That does add up.
Right, yeah.
That's why they don't do it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Drone show eventually, though. Maybe.
Drone show.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I think over.
Yeah, you think we'll catch one?
Will it be with, like, are you talking about with the children?
Yeah.
Because we're doing Hollywood Studios. Just adults,
right?
So that we'll evening. Probably see.
Oh yeah,
fireworks,
right
there.
But that's like after the park is closed, then it reopens for people, right?
Maybe.
So normally, don't they do the show and then it closes?
Oh,
and then it'll
so
open?
The kids might.
But then they do the show again. I think
it's. I still think it's going to be over.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're gonna really hold out for Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happily ever after.
Yeah, I showed Addie the show.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, so she knows what's up. She knows she has to like and to nap accordingly on her own terms, but
yeah.
She knows. I'm like, listen, you got to see it.
Because that's the thing is that like, can the kids make it?
I know. I feel like under just because I don't know. My goal this time is to take it easy on the kids because they become monsters when they're tired.
Yeah.
Hey, you could probably take that monsters line and segue into another one if you felt like it.
Probably could. For what it's worth, that means me and Beth took the unders and you two took the overs on
Look at that.
My reasoning was that even if we're at like Magic Kingdom that late, I'm not going to watch the show. I'm just going to want to go more. I'm going to try and do rides. Because everyone will be at the show.
Oh.
That's when you do it.
Okay. Yeah. That's a fair point.
Well, it depends what the kids want
to
do.
It depends what the kids want to do.
It's
you're right.
Fair point might be strong. It's a point.
It's a point.
It's a fair point. I think what just might happen is Ben and Alice and Addie might stay for the fireworks and we go home.
Right.
It's a point.
You guys can watch Luke and Nick and Nate and me and Beth will go ride Tiana's Bayou Adventures.
Because
the other thing, it's not even that I don't think the kids would enjoy the fireworks show, but I like often my recollection is that you have to like stand in that giant crowd for like an hour. And that is to me what would be the hard part with the kids.
That is tricky.
That is very tricky.
Yes. Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Mint Mobile. So I don't know about you guys, but I like keeping my money where I can see it. Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping my money where they can see it too. And I didn't love that about them, so I switched us to Mint Mobile. And boy, have we been able to put this one to the test. Because as you may know, we spent a fair bit of last year touring the country and gearing up to do more of the same here in 2025, and as you're probably aware, posting and having access to data whilst we're seemingly, you know, everywhere around the country is vital, and we haven't missed a single beat. So Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. So if you're like me and you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/poppop. That's mintmobile.com/poppop. Upfront payments of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Pop From Culture is sponsored by Shopify. I probably don't need to clarify, but I'm what you might call an ideas guy. Once I wanted to start a business creating something called a Wake Winch. It's basically a lawnmower engine attached to a welded metal frame that could allow you to water ski without a boat. Brilliant, right? Yeah, other people didn't think so either. The point is, ideas have never been my personal shortcoming. Execution, on the other hand, is a bit trickier, which is why I'm unfailingly grateful for Shopify. Shopify makes it so easy to take your actually good idea from your brain and put it in front of potential customers the world over. And fortunately for me, I have people like Jay in my life who help me filter out my more, let's call them, niche ideas for ones that might actually work, like our coffee company. We rely on Shopify to run our businesses each and every day, and honestly, I have zero complaints. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/poppop. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/poppop to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/poppop.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sauteed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
All right. Well, anyway, moving on here. This is amongst the entire family. How many perfect scores will we get on Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin? I have it at 1.5.
Does anybody think anybody other than Jay will do this?
If you think you can do it.
I've never done it.
Okay, then 1, yeah.
Under.
You guys have no faith in Ben is what I'm hearing.
You know, honestly, if Tyler were going to be with us on this trip, I'd be like, Tyler will definitely get it too.
Why don't you think you can do it?
I don't know. Because I've tried.
Yeah.
I can't hit.
You got to try again?
I can't hit the inside of the robot's arm.
Oh, you can do it.
It's the equipment is really what it is. Yeah. When was the last time they calibrated those lasers?
Not recently. I'll tell you what, they don't shoot straight for sure. Well, just like bonus tip, you just hold the button down, it'll keep going. You don't have to.
That is good to know. Yeah. That is good to know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can take it easy on my thumb bench press.
On your thumb, exactly. Just hold it down
for the whole time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Just never let go.
Never let go.
I had no idea.
I know, right?
Look at that. So you're not losing points for accuracy.
Yeah, there's no accuracy game on this. You just got to hit the target. So take as many as you can.
I've been playing wrong the whole time.
I know.
All right, well, maybe that's
like whenever I really try, I still have an embarrassing score compared to you.
I'll tell you where to aim. So.
Okay.
And we can watch. You guys got to watch our video. How to get a perfect score on Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Top 6 Disney World myths.
Okay. We got homework.
Exactly. All right, next up is how many Disney characters will we take photos with?
Mm.
And I have it at 7.5.
Oh, definitely less than that.
Less?
Way less.
Oh, you think under? Okay, because so we're doing like a character breakfast.
How many people are at the character breakfast?
It's probably Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald.
Might be like Pluto. 4 right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. That might be 5.
I think over.
You're taking the over?
I think this year Addison, I mean, like when we go to like Chuck E. Cheese.
She's so into mascots.
She's very into mascots.
Yeah, she might really like that.
Or there was even like a night where we like as like the office and everybody went out and we did like a like the minor league baseball team night, the Salem Red Sox. And Muggsy, who is like the dog mascot, left over from I think before. I think Muggsy is not even like a part of like the Red Sox franchise. I think like Muggsy used to be when it was like the Salem Avalanche.
Yeah,
and they just kept the dog. I think
like, well, why buy a new costume?
I said like, we already invested like you know in this one. So
that is so funny because he's like a Saint Bernard, right?
What does that have to do?
The Avalanche, they're snow dogs.
Because the avalanche, fed into the Rockies.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Do you remember the snow dogs with the things they wore on their necks? They go into avalanches and save people.
Oh.
Do you see it?
I see it.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, Addie was obsessed with Muggsy. She showed him her nails. She showed him her nails.
I mean,
she hugged him.
She came like sprinting. Like she was like in a conversation with like an aunt or something, like 30 feet away. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Addie, look. And I mean, she like sprinted up the stairs, ran around the corner, hands out, look at my fingernails.
That's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, I know. And we took a Disney cruise last year that she was obsessed with all of the characters.
Yes, because was it Goofy that kissed her hand?
Donald Duck.
I forgot.
Yeah, wow. No, it was Donald Duck. But then we told Goofy that Donald Duck kissed her hand, and Goofy kissed her hand too.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
The thing I think is really funny about it, though, is that obviously when they kiss the hand, they're inside of the mascot thing, so they make this noise. It's like, or like. A, but now, whenever like Addie gives you a kiss, she makes that. She's like. It's like, aww.
Oh, that's
she's
adorable.
So sweet.
Our kids just blow raspberries. They'll be like in the middle of giving you a kiss, and then it's just like
enjoyable.
Yeah, and then they'll think it's hilarious and do it like 10 more times.
I love that.
Which, to be fair, it is.
We should cue that song. You're gonna miss this.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh man, I feel like I just saw it hit you.
Oh man, we made a Bluey video today.
There's nothing like. I mean, if you want to see Jay misty eyed, watch him talk about Bluey.
I know it really gets me. I don't know why.
Remember when Jean-Luc shows back up at the oak tree?
I know. It is sad.
Hey, Bluey.
That's sad. It's so
what
happy.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this to him?
Oh, sorry. You can see it though. Look.
Stop. Leave him alone.
It's okay. I can do it. Yeah. Now, all right. Next one. This is like a personal question for you. Number of steps on your, whatever ends up being your highest step day. Mm-hmm. And the line is at 30,000.
I was going to say 26,000.
You're going to say 26,000.
Yeah.
I think 22,000.
All right, so you're both taking the under here. That is where me and Ben landed as well. So no one thinks we're having a 30,000 step day.
Well, and the caveat that I had when we answered this question is that, like, I think when it comes to Disney, you spend a tremendous amount of time on your feet, not physically taking steps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like by standing standards, I bet you hit like 40,000 equivalent steps.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that the day that you and I were didn't have kids and we went to Magic Kingdom at Rope Drop and then we left at the closing hour that we got 30,000 steps, and that was like a ton of walk. Like,
okay.
That was going super hard, and I know I'm not going that hard.
I don't know. You guys, do you remember the first time that we walked into the parks with these two?
Mm-hmm, they knew what was up.
They knew what was up. I was like, hold up.
We're probably annoying. We're like, come on,
no,
we're
going. It was wonderful because we're wanderers.
We are.
We'll just wander.
Yeah, if we're with you guys, we get so much stuff.
Oh, we get so much done. Yeah. And then y'all leave.
Like, come on, guys. You're going to need to be here. Rope drop.
Yeah. Oh, no. And like, we'll just window shop. We'll look at birds.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll sit on a bench and throw breadcrumbs.
Yeah, we're like, oh, this is so nice.
It costs you money to be here.
Florida.
I'm trying to do more of that, though, with the kids because I've just realized it is not fun to push them. And now that we've been so many times, it's like, I've done all the things I want to do. Like, I'll get to do them again. It's not quite as much pressure.
That's right. Good.
Yes. We've ridden Tron 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
We did it, guys. Gosh. Come on. That was a good time.
Yeah, that'll never happen again.
It won't. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be tremendous. All right. This one, tricky. Number of Mickey ice cream bars eaten across the entire family and the entire trip. I have it at 5.5.
Oh God, Addie's gonna crush that.
You think so? Does she like the ice cream bars?
Oh man, yeah, she's like, oh, sweet.
Oh yeah, I remember on the cruise where you could get those as dessert.
Yeah, she is gonna crush that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't aware. I was really in my. I didn't know me and Addie were kindred spirits.
You guys are.
I think you guys are kindred spirits in more ways than one.
Okay, yeah, well, me and Addie are gonna have ice cream dates.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so good. Since we started using that aura frame and putting pictures in it. Jonathan put a bunch in, and I swear there's like a whole montage of just him and Addy pictures. You have as many pictures of you and Addy as you do so any of the other kids.
There is no, like, the frequency at which you guys are brought up in our house is like every single hour. Yeah,
she told us this morning.
I love that.
Like,
every hour.
This morning she was like, Jay and Beth are my mommy and daddy. And I'm like, no, I think mommy and daddy are your mommy and daddy. She's like, no, Jay and Beth are my mommy and daddy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Oh, goodness.
She's so funny. I know. She loves you guys.
Well, when she was with me, she said, my mommy and my daddy are just my best friends.
I do love that.
The funniest thing I think that she's doing, well, I probably said that too many times on this exact conversation, but one of the things that she will do with me right now is she'll be like, Daddy, you're my best friend. I'm like, Addy, you're my best friend too. And she's like, no, you need to be my best friend.
One-way street. Yeah. That's how it goes. All right, so everyone's taking the over then on Mickey ice cream bars eaten.
Yeah.
Even though I do not find them to be one of the more tremendous treats.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was maybe thinking under.
What? Oh, okay.
But I don't know. If we just, if our kids get it once and Addy gets it once, it's four.
Right, that's four.
There.
We're
and
very
good. Right. Jay will easily
Jay
have
right.
six.
You're right.
Well,
it's
a lot of
over.
Times, what will happen is that I'll see the ice cream and I'll be like, I want that ice cream. But then I'll kind of be like, I know that if I go get ice cream, all the kids are going to want ice cream and that Beth won't want all the kids to have ice cream right now. So I'll have to hold off on getting ice cream and come up with an excuse to separate myself from the group.
Gosh,
so
I'm
I can
the
eat
worst.
The ice cream.
Jay's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Ooh. And we're all like, again?
What? I gotta go. Yeah, so that is like my, like, I was like, maybe I have to find a way to do it.
It's not that I don't want them to have ice cream. It's just, once again, you know, trying to keep like the monster level.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Really, for me, it's the stickiness. You know, it's
so
like
messy.
I mean, you'd think, I don't even know if you would think, but those bars, they don't break on like the bite line. You know,
they
like,
break all, yeah, they shatter.
They shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lose a little chip of that chocolate and you got a stain for life.
It's not a good
for life.
It's true.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's more of an adult, better for adults, messy for kids. But the other thing is that, like, even if you're just like, okay, kids, we're getting ice cream, they might not choose that. They might choose something else. True.
For whatever reason, in my head, I just imagined going to like a really fancy like cocktail bar at Disney Springs or whatever, and it's like, you know, Manhattan, Cosmopolitan, Mickey Mouse ice cream bar. Like, you know.
I think when we were down for Tron, we were at like this like 80s themed like arcade party.
Yes.
You remember that?
I do.
Yes. And they had like a bunch of like fun stuff and they were like, oh yeah. And they have like there's like a freezer of ice cream over here. And I think I was the only person who did it and I got a Mickey bar.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, no one else is walking around. Everyone's just like, I'm too cool for this. And I'm like, not
no,
me.
I'm not too cool for an ice cream cool bar. No way.
No. Well, do you have like a go-to like snack that you would get instead at the parks?
I've been thinking about that popcorn.
No, the yeah.
Because also, when we lost the suitcase last year after the cruise, that whole drama,
lost the popcorn.
Yeah, they took out the popcorn. Was the one thing they took out, I guess.
No, they didn't.
Was it security? Yeah. I don't know, but yeah,
that's such a bummer.
That TSA agent was like, they were like, yeah, this. Jackpot. They're like, this seems dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Dangerous for me.
Dangerous for my cheat day.
That girl at Magic Kingdom that served you the popcorn was a fan.
Yeah, she was. She remembered it.
Maybe
too.
She's listening.
Oh, that'd be amazing. What if she's still so there? Cool. Would she remember? I don't even know if I remember. I'm gonna go back and watch the tape.
It was dark chocolate and cheddar popcorn and pretzels. I know. I was reading this today.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
you've been thinking.
You got this on the mind.
Okay.
You got it.
But that's not like they give it to you in like a big, like it's hard to eat at the park.
Yeah.
You know, that was to the room.
Yeah, but that was enjoyable.
Okay.
Allie, do you have a go-to? Do you have a favorite treat?
Yeah, I do. So every time I go, I get the giant Rice Krispie treat in the shape of a Mickey head.
Do.
Yeah, every time I have to track it down.
Nice. How many pounds is it,
Don't
think?
Talk about it. it's got to be like what?
Like
three?
Three? Three pounds. Yeah.
It's a lot of Rice Krispie.
It's a hefty. Yeah.
But so you can't finish it all in one go. So I always take it home with me. And every time I get the Disney depression when I pull it out of my bag, I start crying, eating my Rice Krispie because I wish I was back. I'm just sitting there eating my half-eaten Rice Krispie.
That is fantastic.
Yep.
All right. All right. Ben, did you have one?
Well, I think I talked about them in our other episode, but I've been a big fan ever since the Disneyland, and I'm hoping they have it at Disney World, of the churro toffee.
Yeah.
I think that was extraordinary. Do you remember that from like the
I did not eat it.
You didn't eat it?
No, I didn't.
It was really good.
Wow. It didn't sound good to me.
It didn't sound good.
I know. I've been thinking about the corn dog from Disneyland.
Oh, but they don't have those at Disney World.
They don't
World.
Have them at Disney yeah. World. Yeah. I know. But yeah, I'm more of a savory than
I just got a wave of guilt because I made us film all those, what we ate in a day, and I never made that TikTok.
It's not too late.
Oh, well, we should make it.
Well, we can do it, and then we can make a Disney World one, too.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a series.
That could be really fun.
Stuff we ate at Disney. Okay. All right, cool. Well, moving on. Next one is, how many rides ridden on whatever day we ride the most rides? And I have it at 10 and a half.
Will there be a day that we ride more than 10 rides?
10 different rides.
No, you can ride the same one over.
Over.
Like if you rode like...
Is that right?
If you did like teacups twice, that would count as two.
Okay, and the number is 10?
Yeah.
I think we'll go over that.
You go over?
What day do you think we'll go over?
Magic Kingdom.
You think Magic Kingdom?
That's what I'm thinking too.
I think because they have all the little kid rides there.
Yeah.
You know, like that are going to be just like easy on and offs.
Like the carpets.
Yeah, the carpets. Yeah.
Dumbo, the carousel.
Right.
All of those I think we're going to like.
Luke is insistent that we do Small World.
Oh, I love Small World. Oh, listen.
It's a good one.
No, I do too.
It's a good one. That's another Addie story, but we have a great video standing in the line for...
She doesn't even sound like herself.
It's a Small World, and there's this like spinning gold, like, you know, it almost looks like a weather vane, I feel like, on top of like one of the...
Make the noise.
The turrets. I don't even know how to make the noise.
Well, it's an wild noise that comes out of her. She's like... It's like some kind of a bird call.
Let's see it.
No, I can't do it right now.
Addie makes the noise?
Yeah, when she was a baby. Like, I mean, she was just like, literally, she was... it was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me in Disney.
It was so cute. It was but like every single time she saw it spin around, she like did the same explosive sound again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have it on video somewhere.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, we'll have to find it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is more of a yes or no question, but do you think, will anyone in the family be that guy on the laugh floor?
I mean... Ben, right? Isn't he always
Ben is that guy.
We now have a counter argument that is that Jay now has a mustache.
Mm.
He's extremely that guy-able all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. He is that's true. Very that guy-able.
How do you become not that guy? Like, that is my main goal.
Well, Ben tried for a long time.
I know, but at this point in time, I'm just sort of like, all right, let's go, comedian people behind the curtains at the Monsters Inc. scare floor.
Yeah.
I'm in it now.
That gives me anxiety going on.
I don't think I've ever seen them pick. Like, I think like it's always a guy.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Oh, that would make me feel so much better.
Right.
Well, they do the girls for some things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
but
I feel
not
like
that guy.
I feel like that guy.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times it's like if it's not me, it's gonna be like the guy wearing like the T-shirt that's like most expensive day ever.
Right.
You know, and he's like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm present.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
All right. So where do you guys land? Yes, no, someone will be that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's going.
Yeah. Sure.
So Ben is the only no on this one.
Oh,
you think no?
Well, I hadn't been given the Jay argument when I gave my answer.
Okay.
And then once Jay pointed out that he now has a mustache, I was like, I can't believe I missed that.
I know. Plus, our group is so large.
Yeah, there's a
like,
lot.
Like the odds are someone's gonna get
like,
picked.
Yeah, if everyone does it at the same time, then it feels like really
right. It's true.
Yeah.
But that could also be tricky. Let's see. Moving on here. How many times will we take pictures with SCB fans? I have it at 11 and a half.
Hmm.
I was gonna say 10. So I guess I was guessing less, but
you were going for the under.
Not a lot less.
Not a lot less.
Not a lot less.
10 still seems
not
a bit,
like nobody
a
cares.
Yeah. What? I wasn't going to take pictures of you guys. You're kidding, zero.
I'll go over.
Going over? Yeah. All right. Alice is the only one on the over of this one.
Oh. Although we did encourage people in last week's episode that if you're there and you see us,
yeah,
to come say hello.
Exactly.
Come say so, hi. You know, so maybe that will help like influence. Maybe there will be like, because you've done this before. Like you've seen Bounders that you follow and you're like, oh my God, I know
almost
who that
is. Every trip I see somebody I follow on Instagram. Beth helped me one time.
You met an influencer.
Oh, Beth is the best at this.
Yeah,
though.
She was so good. I was nervous about like introducing or like saying hi. And Beth was like, just do it.
You have like such like every time we go to a creator event, you're always so good at just going and being like, hi.
Oh, well, thanks. I know, you're so good.
I do like to make friends with everyone.
Yeah, you can.
I need everyone to like me always. So, oh my God. It's not necessarily a good thing.
Is it everyone?
But you're good at it.
Well, thanks.
And I do think that people do always like you.
Oh, well, so, good. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Bat
thank
in a thousand.
Toss,
toss.
Toss,
toss. Toss, toss. There you go. All right, this one is more of a Discord one a little bit. How many times will we run into Dola from the SCB community? Because she will be there at the same time as us.
She's already down there.
She's there now.
She's down there already.
At least two.
You think at least two?
I think two.
All right, well, the line is 2.5.
Oh, you did a good job making the lines.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, who are you, Vegas?
Yeah, that's really good.
These are all based on gut.
Nice.
Yeah. I think over.
Good gut. You've been drinking a lot of kombucha lately. Good gut health.
I guess so. A lot of kefir, you know?
Oh, I hate that word.
I know. We have it in the house
now. Yeah, you want some? You want some?
He is actively making me like a medium. I'm like, anyway, sorry. Well, did I have a cue? Did I have a line here?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think just over. I think we'll see her.
You think we'll see her?
She tagged Nude, our clothing store, in a story today.
Did she really?
She was wearing her Minnie Mouse denim jacket from the shop.
That's so fun.
It was cute.
That's so fun.
I think over.
Okay, cool.
It is kind of cool to me at this point in time how many people from this community have been to your store.
That is so sweet. That is the nicest thing. It literally like makes me tear up. Like if you guys are having an event in town and they're like in the parking lot waiting for the store to open, I'm like,
it's so nice. I feel like it's like always like on their itineraries.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, from this time to this time.
I love it.
You know, the other thing, actually, I'm just going to put you on the spot now because you've been doing it, but the Whatnot, if anybody's unfamiliar with Whatnot, it's like a live auction. You have like 10 seconds. Yeah. So like Allie is like doing live streaming and she goes and she like holds up the garment.
She's a great job.
She does.
I watched one the other day.
It was very intimidating.
Well, I think you do. I think you do.
I know. I have such a different.
Better.
I like total respect for you guys. Like, I come home and I'm like, gosh, I'm exhausted. I had to stream for an hour, and Ben's like, are you serious?
Yeah, well,
that's not what I say. It's like, it's hard, isn't it?
I know. I think you feel seen.
How that is true. Yeah. Very validated.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thing on Whatnot so people can go find you?
Nude NEWD 540.
Nice. Good plug. Good plug.
540.
That's a, you know, what's
that's
funny?
An area code joke.
Area codes, I think, are one of those things that, like, if you go off to, maybe I've said this before, but if you were like go off to like Hollywood or something and I got like a 540 or a tattoo and people would be like, oh, cool. What's a 540 mean? It's like, oh, it's like my hometown. But like, if you still live in your hometown and you have the 540,
right?
It feels like.
Does not work.
Yeah,
it's right.
Like, I mean,
like, everyone's like, you have the thing.
Yeah. Here,
we're still there.
We're still there. Yeah,
it reminds me of my roots. Exactly. We're in your roots. In your roots,
man. Oh,
it's
man.
Actually completely okay. Live your best.
Live your best. Live your best. All right, and the final one. This is an Alice themed one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This and it's just true or false. Will Alice be the one who gets soaked on Tiana's Bayou adventure?
Why me?
Why? It's always you.
It's always you. I feel like every time we ride that ride with you, you get soaked. I
know. Well, you know what? My mom literally just thrifted a Walt Disney World poncho.
Oh. So chill.
You know what? It's going in my bag.
Yeah. Here you
not
go.
This year.
So Alice has taken the no.
Yeah.
You're not going to be that guy.
I won't be that guy.
I'll go under.
No. You're going, you're saying no also? No. All right. Well, me and Ben took the yes.
I'm really excited to check that one out.
I know.
Oh, I know. Yes, that one looks...
That actually...
Have we talked to the kids about that one?
That's another one. You're right. Will Luke ride that one?
Now, that one... Well, you see the big...
You see flash. The big drop,
like,
but...
Most of the ride is like...
It's really
most
fun.
Most of the rides pretty chill. You're just like, oh yeah, we're doing this. And you'd be like, oh yeah, okay, kids, heads up. We're right. about to go down a big waterfall.
Right.
Sharp yeah, hearts
I
the bottom.
Have
sharp
no bottom. Idea what they're going to think. And like Nick and Nate are old enough to do some of them now.
I know. Yeah. I'm not concerned about like Nick and Nate doing like Splash Mountain or something. Or
maybe,
not, or
I don't know. So with Luke, probably about 2 years ago, we took him on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, I think it was.
It was
right?
Thunder Mountain.
Or was it Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
You took like Luke first, on Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
That wow. like right off the gate, right, like first thing in the park.
Oh, I
and
remember.
He was all excited to do it and then scared the pants off of him. And then he didn't want to do anything else. Like nothing that. Even so remotely
gotta,
scary the rest of the week.
We've got to ease them into it.
Yeah. So I'm not sure going big is the right
not
way.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have to like ease in with some smaller rides. Up. Yeah. And just be like, oh, you did that? That's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but like Nick and Nate did like that. We did a better job with them because they did the Barnstormer and they loved it.
Addie did that one too. She loved the Barnstormer.
Yeah. She yes. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see how Addie does with some of these things. Because
I hope she's tall enough.
I know.
That's
I know.
An
I'm,
issue.
I want to like put her like in platform shoes to like give her a little extra height. Because she's like, I think she's like maybe like somewhere about an inch away
like,
from.
Or half an inch. I mean, she's grown a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
fingers crossed
toes.
We'll put them all on it together.
Fingers nose toes.
It'll be great. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that,
how we get the picture from the
oh my gosh
the picture.
Yeah, you'd have to at that point. Can you imagine a Splash Mountain photo with all the cousins just like in a little row?
Awesome.
Yes,
that'd be awesome.
Just pure terror.
Oh my god. Yeah, like, yeah, we just let them sit in their own row. Yeah. No one's back there with
yeah,
them.
No, like, I don't like that. Somebody's gonna fly off.
Have fun. Love no, we it. Can't. I wouldn't even feel comfortable with that.
No. Yeah, me neither. Yeah. But I bet it would be in my head, what I'm picturing is a hilarious photo.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm okay with letting my imagination paint that picture.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's perfect.
And when in reality, be like, all right, hold on.
Yeah. Yes. Iron grip. Okay. So, a fun journey lies before us, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Anything that you guys are now excited about now that we've like jostled all the thoughts and memories?
Tiana's Bayou.
Tiana's Bayou.
Right. I cannot wait. I've been looking forward to that ride for like literal years. Yeah.
I know. That's
yeah.
A good
so
one.
I think that one now.
I just think our kids in general are acting less like baby-ish. And I think it'll just be fun to see them like a little more know the lay of the land, like how it works.
They kind of know what to expect now a little bit more too. Mm-hmm. From last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all like 2 years braver.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big thing.
It's a big one.
Yeah, there's been plenty of opportunities to go on slides.
Exactly. Yeah.
Slides, good way to test your bravery.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that? That
was I like do. I remember that.
Very yes. early popcorn
very
culture
early
topic.
Popcorn culture topic. Yes, I remember going to different slides with Luke and him like being afraid, but then like working up the courage.
Yes.
Over the day. Yeah.
I love it.
I think our most recent slide excursion was we were at the park and we have one kind of like nearby our house, and there's these like two kind of like double barrel tall slides, and Addie was there with her friend, and we were like all playing with like their parents and stuff like that, and Addie wanted me to go on the slide down with her, and because she was like a little too worried.
Yeah, she
and
was
then her little friend was like Addie's dad, will you go down with me too? Addie was not having it.
She was not having it. She is so jealous.
He's my best friend.
Yeah.
That's my best friend.
Yeah, she was not having it. Yeah. Aww. So Addie had a little lesson in patience and sharing. Yeah, jealousy. Yeah.
The green-eyed monster.
It came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was good.
She was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she always is.
She is.
Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for coming and being a part of the pop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you. This was a fast hour.
It was a fast. You know, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm like more excited for our trip.
Just got us excited.
I know.
Yeah. Do you feel like the over-unders are going to be like living in the back of your mind?
Yes.
You're going to be like, no.
Wait a minute.
We're only at 10. We're not watching fireworks.
Because,
it's like we can hit fireworks on a different night to win that one. But tonight, we got to get to 12 rides in order to win the other thing.
It's going
to
be a game.
And we'll grab an ice cream bar on the way.
On the way.
Yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
Okay. Is it going to be warm enough? Are we going to go in the pool?
Oh.
The weather is like kind of on the line.
It is a little on the, I feel like this happens to us every year. So we frequently do our Disney trip in like this January, February block because we have like the vacation club thing. And this is like the most value time of year, so we can bring
and the parks aren't as busy
and it's not scorching hot, right? Which is all right. Really good thing, so we can bring like a lot of our family who could then help with like the kids and everything, which is all really great. However, the big catch that we run into each time with this particular like model of decision making is that the pool is kind of off limits,
right? Yeah. And a little cold.
I think we're gonna go for it.
I'm hoping the midweek day, like it's literally snowing in Florida today. Like freak snowstorm.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
But it looked like next, like our middle of the week, it might get up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
I think
maybe we should just go for it.
I think so.
You know what? We've been doing our plunging anyway.
Yeah, we've been doing cold plunging. Yeah.
I mean, is there like a hot tub?
Our kids love a hot tub.
They love a hot tub, yeah.
I can't imagine what the super gritty self-help books that we've been reading about like perseverance and like mental strength and stuff like that would say about us being like, we jumped into a Disney World Resort swimming pool.
That was heated.
Heated pool.
in 70 degree weather.
But hold this, in January.
Whoa!
Wim Hof awesome. Method.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. Yeah. That's it. I'm packing my swim. Maybe even two.
Oh,
maybe
even man. Two. You never know.
One might still be
wet. You don't
want
to be too cold when you put the other one back on.
That's it. Right.
Don't put the wet bathing
Oh my gosh. Well, y'all, as always, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Pop. If you have any feedback for us, you can send it on over to popcornculturepod@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/popcornculture. Links to all that in the description down below. But otherwise, until next time,
pop, pop.
Today's episode was edited by Isabel Chrisley. Vaishon Brandon does our art. Catherine Stein is our production manager, and the show is hosted by me and Jonathan Carlin.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Y'all, I am so excited because Through the Gryffindor is heading back out on tour. Starting in February of 2025, we'll be performing live shows in Charlotte, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Nashville. And as always, we will be bringing all of the magic with a tour-long Jay versus Ben trivia showdown with questions submitted and asked by all of you. And then, of course, we will dim the lights for a live recording of Through the Gryffindor. And y'all, these nights have made for some of my all-time favorite since we have started making content on the internet. Is truly a magical evening, nerding out Harry Potter style with the very best community online. Plus, we have a VIP upgrade for each show if you want to come and meet Jay and I, take photos, ask questions, and score an exclusive signed tour poster before the show begins. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you, and we hope you will come and join us for all of the fun. Tickets are available in the show notes for every show or at supercarlinbrothers.com.